He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the April 30th. Go away in May. Yeah, I think I'll just take off tomorrow, come back in November. That sounds like a good plan to me. Well, we'll see. Every year is different. No 2 years are alike. But it looks like the market is getting ready for May. It's down 4 points, almost five right now, on the S&P 500. The Dow is down 13 points. Today, after a good day yesterday, we're at 16,522 right now. We've got the NASDAQ taking the brunt of it. Twitter and eBay really bringing down the NASDAQ. They're big, big components in the NASDAQ average, and that's causing a 30-point drop in the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ keeps flirting right around that 4,000 level. 4,073 is where the NASDAQ is hanging out these days. Gold continues to hang out in that 1300 neighborhood. It's at 1287 right now. Crude oil is falling back a little bit, under $100 a barrel for the first time in a while. $99.84 is where a barrel of light sweet crude, if you run down to the local whatever store to buy one, that's what it'll cost you. $99.84 for a drum. The euro is at 1.38, where it's been mired for quite some time now. The 10-year yield, hey, look at this. We're backing off quite a bit today, 2.68. I think the 10-year yield in the bond market, like the very weak GDP report that came in, which was 0.1%. That's all the economy grew in the first quarter of this year. They're blaming it on the severe weather. 0.1%. What will the Fed do after that news? So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I don't need to continue to sound the horns or beat the drums, but it's true. 2014 is a completely different year in the market than 2013 was, where we saw a 29% gain in the S&P 500 last year. And this year we're struggling to keep our head above water. Well, the Fed remains one big question mark on the market, and we'll get some clarity here. Well, everybody expects this week that the Fed will keep interest rates the same. Yeah, I don't think they're going to hike interest rates, but there is a speck way out there. I think I see it coming way out there, just barely. I got to get the binoculars out. Let me get the telescope on it. Yep, I see it. It's a quarter point rate hike from the Fed. It's out there and it's getting closer. It's not moving further away, and it's not out there. Bernanke, the wording he used, it's indefinite. It's not indefinite anymore. It's not for as far as the eye can see. Now I can see it. It's a speck out there, and it's a rate hike. And of course, that has sent the high PE stocks into a tail spin. That began in late February, early March, when the high PE stocks topped out. And I've been reminding you to take a look from time to time at some of these high PE stocks and just how they're behaving right now. And if you look at my newsletters this year, the record is very clear. When I started putting up a yellow flag on the market overall, that was on January the 3rd, and then I started warning against the last year's leaders, right about the midway point, the end of February, and started increasing that warning throughout the month of March. And look what has happened to these stocks since then. Now, I don't have a crystal ball. I didn't receive a revelation from heaven that the high PE stocks were going to roll over. No, I'm an observer. I'm an observer of the market each and every day. And my app that I invented to help me observe is also an observer, because Gunderson tends to be just a little bit prejudiced towards certain areas of the market. I can't control all of my emotions. I do have beliefs and political leanings and this and that and opinions, just like everybody else does. But my app does not. It just takes a look at the data every day and comes back to me with its observations. And its observations have been very, very clear and very, very concise. I'm not sitting here trying to continue to talk myself into Facebook and Twitter that they're the great stocks of our day. No, I went sour on those stocks a long time ago because the app went sour on those stocks a long time ago. Let's just see where Twitter is ranked. Twitter may not even have a ranking yet because it's still pretty fresh on the IPO calendar here. Let's see if Twitter has a ranking. No, it's not unranked so far. But Facebook, on the other hand, does have a ranking. Out of 3,816 stocks, Facebook comes in at number 804. It's not as bad as I thought, but it has to be in that top 200 or 300 to be under consideration. And as I look at some of these charts, I would invite you today, sometime when you get a chance, to look at a one-year chart of Twitter, TWTR, which came public in November of last year. So we've now got about a six-month record of Twitter as a publicly traded company. My advice has always been on IPOs, let's give the thing some time and let's let the CEO of the company prove to us that he can make money for the company and for shareholders, that he can increase shareholder value. Well, Twitter came public at $26 per share. That was the IPO price. Of course, the only people that got $26 per share were the ones that were selling the stock at the IPO or people that got in on the IPO, which is very, very difficult to do. Most people instead were filled somewhere in the $45 area 6 months ago. Now here we are 6 months later and Twitter is a $37 stock. It's lost ground. It's up from its IPO price a little bit, but nobody got the IPO price. Very few people. Most people got the $45 price. They're still down 6 or 7 months later. And in the interim, Twitter has been as high as $75 per share. And Twitter's now at $37 per share. It's been cut in half since the beginning of the year. And as you look at a chart of Twitter, it continues to look like the downhill run at the Olympics, the Winter Olympics that were held this winter. That's not a good thing. You would rather have a stock heading uphill as opposed to downhill. And people ask me all the time, is this the time to step up to the plate and buy Twitter? Well, you know what? Look, I'm on Twitter every single day. If I see something, as an observer to the market, I opine. I send out a tweet that has to be contained within 140 words. If it's something that really makes my eyeballs pop out, I'll send out a little comment. Look at this stock. It's breaking out right now. I'm not recommending it. I'm not trying to pump up my own positions that I own. In fact, if I have any position whatsoever, I always disclose it. By the way, I'm long this stock. But I'm just here as an observer. You know, a lot of people can't sit at the computer like I do from 6 a.m. in the morning till about 5 p.m. in the evening, watching breaking news, watching earnings reports coming in, looking at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of charts. And if I see something that I think is outstanding, I just send out my observation, that's all. A lot of people disagree with my observations, that's fine. A lot of people say, you're the lowest of the low, Gunderson. Oh man, you're just an awful person. Well, I'm just giving my observations. You could take them for what they are, for what it's worth. You can flush them down the toilet. I don't really care. I'm just giving my observations, good or bad. I have no agenda behind my tweets. But Twitter, the stock, here's my problem with it. It doesn't make any money. I have a big problem with that. I have never written a check to Twitter. And it looks like not a lot of people do write checks to Twitter. And even though their sales are growing, quite nicely. This most recent quarter, they reported they did $250 million in sales. They're doing about $1 billion a year in sales, but there's a problem there. There's no earnings. They made 1 cent per share. Okay, so Twitter's a nice thing to have. And Twitter's real useful. We pick up on world events before the rest of the world usually knows about it, but the stock's not making any money. I'm an investor. And I'm a tweeter. But I'm not an investor in Twitter. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Radio Hour. We're going to be real fortunate here in about 15 minutes. We're going to be joined by global guru Nicholas Vardy, who's keeping us on top of what's going on in the Ukraine, because that is still a big, big factor affecting this market. In fact, if I were to rank the factors right now affecting our markets in 2014, I would put the Fed and I would put the Ukraine, those two probably equal right now. Individual earnings reports would be number three. But that Ukrainian situation could blow up at any moment. As I watched breaking news during the course of the day from all over the world watching the news wire, when I see anything big happening in the Ukraine, I almost immediately see a sell-off in the market. So if you don't think that the Ukraine is worth watching, I've got news for you. Nicholas Vardy is also the one that helped point out and substantiate and back up what I've been saying, that the action in the world markets has moved away from the United States of America. Oh, it's still here. But other indexes around the world are leading the market in 2014. So we'll get his take currently on where he's finding good buys. We featured a Brazilian stock yesterday, two Brazilian stocks yesterday, banks. One had a fantastic day. It's a stock that I own in my aggressive growth accounts by the name of Banco Santander, BSBR. And another one was Banco Bradesco, BBD. And I see Banco Santander is tacking on some gains here again today. I'm finding value myself in Latin America. And I own some of the ETFs from around the world, Singapore, Australia, etc. So we're going to get Nick Vardy's view from London, which is a good view to get. He's a little closer. He can see, you know, Winchester Cathedral. I don't know what he can see from his house, but he can see things that aren't as close to me in down here in the southwest corner. Right now I see a big freighter entering the bay carrying cars from Japan. So we do have a global connection here. All right, I want to take a look at a stock in my speculative trading account. I met with one of the developers of my app yesterday. The web-based version of the app is out there, and it's free and available to all right now. That window's going to close pretty soon as we're trying to get one master password that will work for your app on your devices and the app on the PC. But you can go right now to the PC version of the app. It's only going to be open for a few more days, and then it's going to close. It'll all be password protected, although we're going to offer like a 7-day free look, something like this. The next two projects that we're working on, number one, is live trading. I've been sending out tweets on Twitter with everything I'm buying and selling, and that's going to shut off here pretty soon. And I'm going to offer my live trades throughout the day via push notifications and emails to your devices. It's going to be a premium service. And it's going where the work has begun on it. I've already laid the groundwork. And it will involve, no matter what kind of an investor you are, you will see my live trades in my income account, in my conservative growth account, in my aggressive growth account, in my ETF account, in my 401k accounts, and in my speculative trading account. And that will be soon. And right behind that, we have another app that's about 90% done that will end up probably having 10,000 plus mutual funds in it. That thing is unbelievable how well it works. Anybody who has a 401k that offers mutual funds, they can look up their funds, see where they rank. They can look up their choices, see where they rank. And they can see generally which asset classes. Is it value? Is it large cap value? Is it small cap? Is it growth? Is it bonds? Is it cash? Is it foreign? This is all very important. And of course, it's also designed to protect you when you shouldn't have your money invested at all in your 401k. You should be sitting in cash, which now is not the time for that. But that time will come when the bull market ends. So the live trading premium service is right around the corner. And the mutual fund app is around two corners. And then on the third corner, I look and I see the ETF app, which is right behind that. The app was last week number four. Just the stock app, Best Stocks Now app, is number four in the world. Has been as high as number four in the world as far as financial grossing apps. I make you a promise. By sometime in the next 12 months, it will be the number one app in the world. And there's a reason for that. If you want to download it, check it out for yourself. It's the Best Stocks Now app in the iPhone store, in the Android Google Play store, or web-based beststocksnowapp.com. Okay, let's take a look at one stock that I own in my aggressive trading account. It's an oil stock. Have I said lately that I'm in love with energy stocks this year? Just as much as I was in love with biotech stocks last year, I'm in love with energy stocks this year. One that I own in my speculative trading account is Rex Energy, which is headquartered in College Station, Pennsylvania. I believe they have a football team up there. Wasn't that linebacker you? They get into a little bit of trouble up there. Oh, man, I'm telling you. But there's a stock, a company named Rex Energy. Just like the dinosaur T-Rex and the band T-Rex in the 60s. Rex Energy is engaged in the exploration and production of oil and natural gas in the Illinois Basin and the Appalachian Basin. If you hadn't heard lately, there's a lot of fracking going on up in that territory. If you listen quietly up in Pennsylvania, people are getting rich, landowners, because companies like Rex Energy are coming along and buying the mineral rights and giving the folks money, and all of a sudden they're fracking on their land for natural gas and oil. Let's not forget that Putin is threatening to cut off the oil supply to Europe, which gets about 30% of their energy from Russia. So frack all over the world is happening right now, and a lot of that's going on inside the United States. I like Rex Energy for several reasons. It's in the right sector. It's undervalued, and it has some great performance right now. It also has a very good technical pattern. And it's currently trading at 22 times forward earnings, but it's expecting, the analysts think it can grow by 50% per year over the next 5 years. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 40% per year to its investors. Of the 3,816 things that I track in my app, it comes in at number 128, and it's a stock that I own in my speculative trading account. Coming up, Nicholas Vardy, Global Guru, will be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home. and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I just checked the iTunes rating. The Best Stocks Now app, number 8 in the world yesterday as far as top grossing financial apps. Okay, we're going to get right to Nick Vardy. I want to know what's going on a global basis here because there's a lot of hot spots in the world right now. Nick, welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
What do you want to talk about today? Where do you see the hottest spot? What do our listeners need to know right now?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things that have come online since we last spoke a couple of weeks ago. I guess first let's touch on something that you had mentioned before yourself, and that's a situation in Ukraine. Is that something people would be interested in?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? From my perspective, the Ukraine and the U.S. Fed are the two biggest factors in the market this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Ukraine situation really hasn't gone away.
No.
In fact, it just keeps on getting worse and worse. It's sort of fading from the headlines a bit. Europeans are very ambivalent about the whole thing. In fact, there was a poll that I just saw come out that was reported in today's Financial Times here in London, suggesting that only 45% of Europeans actually supported any sanctions being put on the Russians. And in fact, Gerhard Schroeder, who used to be the Chancellor of Germany up until before Angela Merkel, celebrated his 70th birthday at a party with Vladimir Putin in St. Petersburg yesterday. So there's a lot of ambivalent feeling, and I don't want to say support for Russia, but they're not really, really willing to put their feet down in terms of even the relatively mild sanctions that the Obama administration has placed on Russia.
Well, what is the risk to Europe? You know, what? How come energy prices and oil stocks have been busting loose all over the world? Do you think it's linked to the Ukraine situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is linked to it. I mean, the basic setup is this: the Western Europe gets 30% of their natural natural gas supplies from Russia, and that is. Russia is able to put a squeeze on Western Europe because of that, and that explains in part their reluctance to push Russia in terms of its, adventurism. In addition, a lot of European companies have strong links with Russia. So, for example, one of the guys put on the sanctions list on Monday was the CEO of Rosneft, a Russian oil company. Well, it turns out British Petroleum, BP, actually has a 20% stake in that company. So the the viewpoint or the standpoint of European companies is much more ambiguous because of their strong economic links to Russia and their dependence in terms of the natural gas.
Yeah. Well, there seems to be a lot of the Russian separatists scattered throughout the Ukraine. And, you know, they seem to be the real problem. I mean, do they ever get those guys under control, or does this thing end up in a civil war?
Well, you know, the current conventional wisdom is that they're not getting them under control, and that these people are very well trained. And so there's supposedly a core group of about 500 people in the eastern Ukraine who were working as butchers and bakers and candlestick makers in eastern Ukraine for the past 10 or 15 years, but have suddenly got rid of their banking outfits and suddenly discovered that they are actually members of the Russian secret police or former members of the Russian secret police, and those are the ones that are actually taking over all the political positions. There's actually one guy who literally owned some kind of factory one day, and then the next day walked into the mayor of one of the cities in eastern Ukraine and said, "Listen, from today, I am actually the mayor, and you're going to have to leave." And they basically got pushed this woman out politically because this guy had, you know, that kind of authority, the military authority behind him. And the Ukrainian authorities from Western Ukraine really don't have the military might to do anything about this, and certainly NATO isn't doing anything on their part either.
Well, and we have the statement by John Kerry the other day that we will protect every square inch of NATO property. Where does NATO property begin in Eastern Europe? Right at the Ukraine?
Well, that's the material difference between Ukraine and, let's say, the Baltics, where I was a couple of weeks ago. Ukraine is not a member of NATO.
Got it.
Russia attacks the Ukraine, or as it actually annexed a part of it with Crimea, NATO's Article 5 does not kick in. But if Russia decides to go into, let's say, Estonia or Latvia or Lithuania, then the NATO Article 5 does kick in, and then you have a much more serious situation. As a sign of that commitment, the U.S. very magnanimously sent about 600 troops to Poland last week as a signal of the U.S.'s commitment to its NATO allies. Ukraine is not one of those allies, and that's why they're in a more difficult situation.
Why? What does Putin want? What's in Ukraine that's important to Putin?
Putin is playing the long game, because if you're Vladimir Putin, you're thinking in the following manner. You have said publicly that you feel that the collapse of the Soviet Union has been the worst tragedy of the 20th century. In addition, you know that whatever political opponents you have in the West or people opposing you, because of the system that we have in place, you're not going to have those opponents a couple years from now. Putin will be around a lot longer than Obama will be, or Angela Merkel will be, or Francois Hollande will be, or any of the Western leaders, because that guy is moving the goalpost by changing the terms of the Constitution however he wants to, and he will be sticking around. He's 60 years old now. He'll probably stick around another 15 years or so. And so he is playing the long game in terms of the economic costs these adventurism has to Russia, in terms of the political costs. And he already launched a similar campaign back in 2008 when he annexed part of Georgia, another former Soviet republic. He's doing the same thing with Crimea. He's doing the same thing with Ukraine. And whether he does it this time or whether he does it 5 years from now or 10 years from now, I think he's committed to reasserting the power of Russia as a regional power, and he's willing to play the long game. He doesn't have to play the political costs that Western leaders in similar situations do.
Now, why does this event in Ukraine? I'm an investor here in the market, got a 401k. Why does it matter what's going on in Kiev?
The reason it matters is because of perceived political risk. I mean, certainly what happens in the eastern Ukraine is not going to make a heck of a lot of difference to Amazon.com's latest sales numbers. It just isn't. At the same time, if you do get a situation where you get a black swan event or an extreme event where Russia actually does invade another country, you are going to get a big sell-off in the market. And it will unnerve the market for a while. So, in fact, I would not be surprised that a lot of the big hedge funds that bet on global economic development, global macro funds, are probably buying, put options on the S&P 500 and other global markets going out the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years based on the possibility of, us waking up on a Monday morning and saying Russia has invaded the Ukraine, the market sells off, 5%, gee, my S&P put options just went up by, whatever they went up by. So there is that sort of very specific market-related risk in terms of, perceived political risk. In terms of the actual fundamentals for U.S. companies, it really doesn't matter. It would have much more impact on the European markets, from a fundamental standpoint.
It just seems to me, I've been in this business 20 years as a professional. I've seen a lot of despots come and go during that 20-year period of time. And yet the Dow was 3,000 when I got into the market. Now it's 16,000. Don't you think that the average investor just has to kind of assume a little bit of risk from time to time? There's always a geopolitical hotspot in the world somewhere.
I think you're right, Bill. I mean, I don't think it makes that much of a difference to your average U.S. 401k investor, because let's say something negative does happen. It's not like the U.S. is going to start, the second version of World War One, 100 years ago, 1914, and go in and, defend a country that most people in the U.S. can't find on the map. So I don't think it makes that much of a difference to a U.S. investor on a day-to-day basis. In fact, I probably look at it as a buying opportunity. But, it is unsettling. I mean,
yes,
There's no question about it. And it will wane, as a lot of other crises do. And I think the negative spin on this story is that because it's Russia and it's not just, FARC terrorists in Colombia or, the Tutsi and the, Tutus or whatever in Africa, that it's a much bigger issue than it would be otherwise.
Yeah.
So, I think in the grand scheme of things, I think it's more likely to wash out in the end, just like all the other crises have. But the fact that it is Russia does make it a little more.
Yeah. Okay, I want you to stay aboard here because I want to go outside of Ukraine next and talk about other world markets. Listening to Nick Bardi, this is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong time.
And of course, that's what we strive to do, is to try to be in the right place at the right time. That's why we've got Nicholas Vardy on. Global Guru. Nick, give your website out real quick so they can sign up for your weekly email update.
Yeah, you can sign up for my free weekly e-letter called The Global Guru if you go to nicholasvardy.com. That's nicholasvardy.com. And if you go there, you can sign up for free for The Global Guru, and you'll also get information on some of my investment and trading services as well.
Perfect. Now, Ukraine. Okay, here's what I'm seeing this year. I'm seeing as the hedge on the Ukraine, I'm seeing the oil stocks. Last year, it was the biotech stocks that led our markets and the U.S. markets. This year, it's energy stocks and it's foreign markets. What do you see in the foreign? You were talking about the frontier markets and the global states. What are you seeing right now?
Yeah, if I look at the markets that I cover, or I look at on every day, I look at about 45 exchange traded funds, which are exchange traded funds that U.S. retail investors can buy. I'm seeing that there's a big difference this year versus last year. For the past couple of years, the U.S. has always been kind of number one or two or three among the best performing markets in the world. That's not the case this year. On the list that I look at, I know you look at a similar list, Bill, I see the U.S. as being number 29 out of 45 right now, right below Norway, which means that there are 29 markets ahead of the United States doing much better. Right now, based on year-to-date statistics, there are two of them that are above 20% a year gainers. Number one is Egypt, of all places, ticker symbol EGPT. Now, that's not one that, talk about a high degree of political risk. That's not something that you would look at. But the one that you and I have talked about before is also the Gulf States exchange-traded fund, the ticker symbol MES, which is up 22.7%. This year, there's a big boom going on in the Gulf States, United Arab Emirates, in Qatar. I know, Bill, you've had some conversations with some people in Dubai as well. Big bull market going on there, and that's one thing that that I'm keeping an eye on. There's also three big markets where there are political elections over the coming few months or are currently going on: India, Indonesia, and Brazil.
There you go.
And those are all markets that are being driven ever upward higher because of the prospects of improved political change. Within the last two or three weeks, I've made specific recommendations to my subscribers on companies and indices in India and Brazil. And I know that you had talked about a Brazilian bank yesterday.
Banco Santander. Nice move. I own it yesterday.
That's right. That's right. I think the majority owner, Santander, the Spanish-based bank, is putting in a bid for them, if I recall correctly. That's why that's been driven higher. So I see, kind of three markets there, Indonesia, India, and Brazil, being driven up because of political prospects. And what I also see is some of the former pig countries, the crisis-ridden European economies, Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Greece, and Spain, are also among the top-performing markets in the world. If you look at how the Italian exchange-traded fund, ticker symbol EWI, has done this year, you'll see that it's up about 15.5%. Portugal is up about 13.5%. This is a lot steadier and more comfortable than some of the whipsaw trading that you've seen in the U.S.
Is there any stimulus anywhere in the world right now? The U.S. is drying up. I like to follow the stimulus. Is anybody out there
Well, the Chinese are always stimulating.
Yeah.
The Chinese are always stimulating. And I don't know if you saw in the papers today, but on the front page of the papers over here, there was a big report from, I believe, the World Bank or the IMF, I can't remember which, that that China will now overtake the U.S. in terms of being the number one economy in the world based on purchasing power parity, which is kind of a fudgy number. But certainly there's a lot of stimulus in China. At the same time, making money there has been very, very difficult.
Very difficult.
Some specific tech names, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yeah.
Those go in and out of fashion very, very quickly.
Yeah.
So ironically enough, where we're seeing the biggest stimulus is not an area where, you know, I see a lot of opportunity.
Yeah.
That said, Asia is growing actually faster than expected. So there may be some opportunities there. I know you mentioned that you were invested in Singapore.
Yes.
And some of the markets there.
Yep. Okay, hey, Nick Vardy, we're going to do this again. Stay on top of these global events. And I'm with you. I'm in India, Indonesia, and Brazil, so we're like-minded. Thanks for joining us again, Nick.
Terrific. Thanks for having me.
Okay, thank you very much. NicholasVardy.com, global guru. He's based out of London. Great perspective on the globe. And the big change from this year, from last year, U.S. was dominating the market the last couple of years. Now you've got all these little ETFs, India, IIF, India, INP, Argentina even, ARGT, Brazil, EWZ, and then, of course, the individual stocks within those countries. And, you know, I've seen this picture before. This isn't the first time I've been through a cycle where international stocks dominated the markets. I have experience in this area. And if you look at my portfolios today versus last year, you're seeing names that have funny accents and funny words in them that you didn't see last year. You're not seeing any biotechs. You're not seeing any drug stocks. You're seeing very few U.S. small caps. Instead, you're seeing stocks from around the world, ETFs from around the world. It's a completely different market this year from last year. So I would go on to Nick's website, NicholasVardy.com. I get his alert every week, which has got his basic thinking on the markets right now. And he has much more of a global perspective being over there in Europe. He's not prejudiced towards U.S. stocks, which we can tend to be sometimes here at home, domestic stocks. Instead, this is a very, very different market this year compared to last year. And, of course, the energy stocks, they're the leading sector in the market. I track 60 sectors in the market, and it's all about infrastructure, energy, natural resources, an area of the market that's been completely ignored for the last several years. Now, guess what? It's on top of the world and other high PE type stuffs, the Yelps, the Googles, the Twitters, the eBays. Forget about it. That's my advice. Of course, my website is pwstreet.com. You can go there to sign up for my weekly newsletter that goes out. It has 5 model portfolios in it. They are completely different positions from what I had last year. And if you like what we have to say here, I manage money, a lot of money, for folks all across America. I'm 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.